The recent news and reports affecting our livestock markets. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Last Friday, we had a USDA cattle on feed report that Duane Bussey from Bolt Marketing said was the main driver of why the cattle futures were lower early Monday morning.
Yeah, I think that's what we started off with, is trading that cattle on feed report, which was bullish in my views, and bullish versus expectation, especially on the placement side of things. That number came in lower than the trade expected. So obviously, just we're still not gaining cattle that are on feed as far as helping that supply shortage situation we have. Kind of disappointing trade today when you think about a bullish cattle on feed report. Like you said, we didn't close on the lows, but we didn't take out Friday's highs by any means. Actually, we took out Friday's lows in the trade. So the downward trend seems to be intact. And my view after I saw the cattle on feed report was that we needed to have a bullish rally here on Monday. Otherwise, I was kind of worried about this market, you know, signaling that that top has been formed.
And not only was there a cattle on feed report, but news over the weekend.
We also had, obviously, some other news over the weekend, right? A lot of war premium trade like that. But I think the market is viewing this some de-escalation there, as Iran did attack some of our bases over there. But it sounds like it was planned attack. They basically let everyone know just to kind of save face type an attack. And the crude oil market has definitely viewed it as a de-escalation of the trade tensions. We went from sharply higher last night to down $5 now. So the market at least thinks we're getting past some of this war premium.
And as for our hog market, we continue to see very strong demand and cash, which is 100% helping our futures.
Thank you. Right. That's just it. The cash market is so strong. Cutouts are strong. Up another $1.03 this afternoon from Friday. So cutouts are up. You know, it's just, yeah, just a little lack of supply and very strong demand just keeps that hog market rolling. The pullbacks that we have seen before seem like they were just general nature pullbacks that you're supposed to get on an upward trend. Market just seems very strong and in an upward trend for now.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.